Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:58 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 27th. And today was a fairly mixed day in stock markets. In Asia this morning, the Nikkei was a little bit firmer, up about 0.33%. And the Hang Seng was down a bit, but the A-share market moved to a new low in a dynamic fashion. And the Indonesian market posted a downside Q reversal, and follow through tomorrow would suggest a peak of at least short-term, if potentially even medium-term significance. Then the Taiwanese market extended its rebound. The Malaysian market extended its decline. It's back now into a potential area of support in the region of the 200-day moving average, and this is the fifth consecutive week to the downside, so it is becoming oversold in the short-term. The Thai market is still pretty steady, and the Filipino market is looking a little bit overbought in the short term and susceptible to a little consolidation here. In Europe this morning and into the close, the majority of markets were relatively steady. The FTSE was up about a fifth of a percent, and the DAX up about 0.5%. And Wall Street finished out the day on a relatively soft note. In the commodity complex, gold was weaker today by about $7, and it's a little bit overbought in the short term, and it does appear to be in the process of unwinding that, but provided it holds the majority of the recent gains, we can continue to give the benefit of the downside in the short term. And in the medium term, it continues to look like we're in the accumulation phase of this medium term correction. And elsewhere in these precious metals, platinum was a bit firmer, up about $1 today, palladium up by about $4, and silver down by about 12 cents. Platinum in particular had a very firm day on Friday, and it's probably warranting a little bit of an unwind of that very sharp advance, but such has been the performance that it's put in over the last month, one really does have to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And in the grain and bean complex, wheat was stronger today by 24 cents, same with the soybeans and with corn, and that's really quite firm. And lumber up by the limit again today. It's been moving by a limit rather a lot recently, but the $350 area represents the, I think it's the last year's highs, and it's been consolidating just below it for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it's at least partially unwound the short-term overbought condition. And with the stronger housing numbers out of the USA, one would have to give the benefit of the doubt to additional upside in lumber prices, and that should feed through to some of the timber REITs as well. In the oil markets, oil was a little bit weaker here today. It's been really quite volatile over the last 3 weeks, and there have been increasing rumors that the King of Saudi Arabia has passed away, and whether they will be confirmed or not in the next week or two remains to be seen. But if there is going to be a change of government, it's likely to be relatively peaceful and seamless, more than likely, so it's unlikely to have a great impact on the oil market. The Saudi Arabian stock market moved to a new low in here today, and compared with generally firm tone on Middle Eastern markets, then that is a bit of a standout. And natural gas has gone up to look at the $4 area in the last week, and is back in the region of $3.76. And $4 is a psychological area because it represents the break-even for quite a bit of unconventional gas supply. And we've had such a fall-off in new drilling, and much of the new supply has been from wells that have been drilled in the last few years, and also shale oil wells that also give off a large amount of gas. But new drilling, and definitely new drilling will be required because these shale gas wells tend to hit their peak rather early, probably won't occur until natural gas prices rise. So even though we're getting a bit of a consolidation here below $4, it would really need to sustain a move below 350 to break the medium-term progression of higher reaction lows and suggest that this is anything more than some consolidation. And today, Greece was given some extraordinary leeway in how its bailout is going to work. And it's been provided with a big lump of cash, so it is going to avoid missing out on paying wages. And that's really very positive indeed. It removes another region of uncertainty with regard to the euro. And there has been a certain amount of buy the rumor, sell the news with the Greek stock market, which has been among the best performers over the last 6 months. And it was a little bit softer in here today. But considering the fact that this is really quite a success for the Greek government, then the Greek economy and the Greek stock market could potentially go higher from here as some of the positive outcome starts to get focuses attention on and potentially revaluing the economy and some of those shares. And when we look at stock markets generally, we've had a very impressive rebound over the last week, and some very short-term overbought conditions are evident. And what will now need to be seen is that if this is the low for this correction, and we are going to see higher levels from here, then on any significant pullback, markets will need to find support above those lows that were put in the last 2 weeks. And when one looks at a large number of the autonomies and companies that are either leveraged to even global growth or the growth of the consumer, we're seeing an increasing number right in the region of their 200-day moving averages. They're right at the area where if they're going to remain consistent, they will find support. And sustained moves below their 200-day MAs would constitute a loss of consistency. And if that is the case, then this correction will invariably go on for a bit longer. What happens with Apple is likely to be of great importance since it represents such a large weighting on Wall Street, but also it's the largest share in the world. And it has had a very impressive rally to date. And provided it holds above its recent lows, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to some additional higher to lateral ranging. But time is probably required before Apple can attract the type of bullish interest that it was so characteristic of the share earlier this year. When we take a big step back, then there's still a lot of uncertainty. And while the real fear about the fiscal cliff has abated somewhat, we haven't got any clear idea just yet of exactly how that issue is going to be tackled. And until that is the case, then there is the capacity for volatility and there is the capacity for additional uncertainty. But what is encouraging is that the shares that we've been identifying as representing the growth engines of the world have pulled back to areas of potential support and do appear to be finding support in those areas. And that really is very positive, and indeed it's quite encouraging. The very fact that we're seeing industrial shares and chemical shares and machinery manufacturers turn into positions of outperformance suggests that some of the most bearish prognostications about the outlook for the global economy next year might be a bit overzealous. Because if we're seeing that machinery shares and really sectors that do well when the global economy is expanding, if they're outperforming, then it suggests that even though there is pervasive pessimism, that the outlook could be a bit better than that. And against that background, US Treasuries represent an overvalued asset class, because in an environment where growth were to surprise in the upside, and certainly it's very early days, and one doesn't want to be Pollyannish about that prospect, because what we have right now is uncertainty in the short term and trepidation in the medium term. But the long term outlook is really quite encouraging. And that's very positive indeed. So I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I will wish all the best to all of you.